critical minerals produced from alternative resources. One man's trash, mine waste, is another man's treasure, critical minerals. Introduction and background. Production of minerals from natural resources has always focused on the primary mineral of value. However, in some mineral deposits, several valuable minerals may be present that can be recovered as byproducts, allowing multiple products to be marketed. Fluctuating commodity prices will influence the economics of producing both the primary and byproduct minerals at any given time. For example, in a porphyry copper deposit, copper is the primary metal produced, and all efforts are invested in optimizing copper recovery and production. Some copper deposits contain precious metals that pay a bonus at the smelter. Molybdenum may also occur and is separated at the milling operation into its own concentrate. In essence, copper pays the bills and the other metals contribute to the mine's profits. Recent characterizations of tailings and waste rocks at some mines have revealed that these materials contain low concentrations of one or more critical minerals. In all likelihood, their presence was known but determined to be too low in concentration to recover when the ore was originally processed. However, they are now in high demand as the raw materials needed to manufacture and construct renewable energy infrastructure and technologies, making reprocessing tailings and other mine wastes potentially lucrative. Recently enacted policies support recovering critical minerals from previously mined materials. For example, the Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act of 2021, also known as the Bipartisan Infrastructure Bill 1, provides funding for the recovery of rare earth elements from acid mine drainage and mine waste, states that many critical minerals are only economic to recover when combined with the production of a host mineral, and defines critical minerals and metals as any host mineral of a critical mineral. Many critical minerals mainly occur in deposits of other more common minerals. A 2015 study from the Center for Industrial Ecology at Yale University, too, discusses the occurrence of byproduct minerals in primary mineral deposits and illustrates these occurrences in the Wheel of Metals Companionality, shown on Figure 1. Many of the byproduct minerals are included in the U.S. Geological Survey's USGS Critical Minerals List. As described in the 2015 study, the principal host metals form the inner, darkest blue circle. Companion elements appear in the outer circles at distances proportional to the percentage of their primary production, from 100% to 0% of the host metal indicated. The companion elements in the white region of the outer circle are elements for which the percentage of their production from the host metal indicated has not been determined. The Wheel of Metals Companionality illustrates there are many primary metal deposits that have significant potential to produce important critical minerals as byproducts or co-products. For example, antimony, SB, is shown in association with primary, host, mineral deposits of gold, AU, and lead, PB. Copper, CU, deposits are a host metal for several critical minerals including tellurium, TE, rhenium, RE, tin, SN, cobalt, CO, bismuth, BI, uranium, U, indium, IN, barite, BA, and arsenic, AS. Except for aluminum, AL, the U.S. has significant mineral deposits of all of the host metals shown in the inner, dark blue circle of the wheel. Titanium, TI, iron, Fe, nickel, Ni, copper, Cu, zinc, Zn, lead, Pb, tin, Sn, platinum, Pt, and gold, Au. Consequently, the nation's critical mineral supply chains could be strengthened by developing critical minerals from domestic host mineral deposits. Opportunities to produce critical minerals from domestic host mineral deposits. There are several opportunities to produce critical minerals as byproducts or co-products from U.S. mineral deposits. Recovering critical minerals from mines that are currently producing primary minerals where the host mineral deposit may contain some or all of the byproduct or co-product minerals shown in Figure 1. Reprocessing mine wastes at active mines, e.g., tailings, waste rock, or both, that may contain some of the critical minerals byproducts and co-products shown in Figure 1. Reprocessing tailings and or waste rocks at inactive and potentially abandoned mines where these wastes may contain valuable deposits of the primary host mineral, as well as critical minerals byproducts and co-products. Some companies are actively evaluating recovering byproduct minerals from their porphyry copper deposits. For example, Rio Tinto Kennecott recently added a tellurium recovery circuit to its Utah mineral processing facilities in response to the growing demand for this critical mineral and to reduce waste. As explained by Gabby Poirier, Rio Tinto Kennecott's managing director, Rio Tinto is committed to using innovation to reduce waste in our production process and extract as much value as possible from the material that we mine and process. An example of historic mine waste that contained valuable deposits of both a primary host mineral and a critical mineral is Perpetua Resources' Stibnite Gold Project in Valley County, Idaho. Perpetua Resources is proposing to redevelop this World War II vintage mine to produce gold and antimony, a critical mineral, from legacy mine wastes. This proposal, which is currently in the permitting process, will transform this site into a modern, environmentally sound mine that will become the nation's only domestic source of antimony. The U.S. Department of Defense describes the Stibnite Gold Project as the sole domestic geologic reserve of antimony that can meet Department of Defense requirements. Projects like Perpetua Resources' proposed Stibnite Gold Mine that reprocess legacy tailings and waste rocks represent an opportunity to recover valuable metallic minerals and at the same time clean up the environment. An example of historic mine waste that contained valuable deposits of both a primary host mineral and a critical mineral is Perpetua Resources' Stibnite Gold Project in Valley County, Idaho. Perpetua Resources is proposing to redevelop this World War II vintage mine to produce gold and antimony, a critical mineral, from legacy mine wastes. This proposal, which is currently in the permitting process, will transform this site into a modern, environmentally sound mine that will become the nation's only domestic source of antimony. The U.S. Department of Defense describes the Stibnite Gold Project as the sole domestic geologic reserve of antimony that can meet Department of Defense requirements. Six projects like Perpetua Resources' proposed Stibnite Gold Mine that reprocess legacy tailings and waste rocks represent an opportunity to recover valuable metallic minerals and at the same time clean up the environment. For industrial minerals and energy minerals, the focus is on the primary commodity. Coal is produced for coal value as thermal coal or metallurgical coal. However, there is an intense interest in processing coal and coal byproducts, such as fly ash, for their rare earth element, Re, content. Likewise, heavy mineral sands, where tantalum and titanium oxides are the primary minerals of interest, the tailings offer opportunities to recover REs. In the case of phosphate production, both REs and uranium may be recovered as a byproduct in refining steps. As a final example, bismuth is also a secondary commodity derived from the primary production of lead, as shown in Figure 1. Project by project and material-specific research are needed to determine if it is feasible to concentrate and extract critical minerals from legacy mine wastes and at currently operating mine sites in a cost-effective and efficient manner. This research holds much promise to make a meaningful contribution to creating a reliable domestic supply chain of critical minerals. In assessing the potential for recovering critical minerals from waste rocks and tailings, it is important for policymakers to understand that the mineralogical and metallurgical characteristics of each deposit are different. Therefore, there will not be a universally applicable blueprint for how to recover critical minerals from previously mined materials. However, research may identify some common results and principles that could be applied in a general way to many deposits. Read the full position paper with detailed tables, charts, and figures, as well as review citations from this report at smenet.org/what-we-do/technical-briefings.